Welcome to What's Ailing America with your host, Dr. Rebecca Carlin, the world's only court-qualified expert in vaccine-induced diseases.
Namaste, and welcome back to another edition of What's Ailing America, one of your most important weapons in fighting the war on truth being waged against the people by the mainstream media. The views expressed on this broadcast are not endorsed by BBS Radio staff or management, but represent the views and opinions of the host, guests, and callers. Additionally, the information I share with you is not to be construed as medical advice. Rather, I am merely teaching you what I would do if I were you after much research on each subject. To learn about my work explaining and reversing vaccine-induced diseases, please go to the www.drcarly.com and listen to the interview of myself by the Chiropractic Leadership Alliance to learn how I transformed from a trauma surgeon to a court-qualified expert in vaccine-induced diseases and how the medical mafia has responded to my stepping out of the box. Make sure you sign up for the updates on my site as I send out important information you need to know to my list, although it's being hacked into on a regular basis, so I can't guarantee that it's going to happen, but we're still working on these little problems. I do consults for people and pets with autoimmune diseases, seizures, or cancer, and teach you how to reverse these conditions with natural therapies. I have clients all over the world and create your individual protocols based solely on history alone. You do not need to travel to North Carolina to see me in person. Please call me at 828-294-0662 between 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time any day of the week to learn how I do consults. My phone number is also on my website, and within the next 2 weeks, my course to teach others how to do my protocol will be ready. So if you're interested, please do contact me. It's better to call me than email me because my email is having problems as well. I ask you to consider the information I share with you using your own innate intelligence, the common sense you were all given by your creator. Do not believe anything I tell you. Check things out for yourself. For we have been lied to about everything, and each person must develop the ability to discern the truth of themselves if we are to extricate ourselves from the matrix of darkness that has evolved because we sat by and did nothing, especially with the legions of disinformers out there that are exposing themselves more and more every day. People are selling out, folks, and that's what you have to realize. My guests and I love to answer your questions, so feel free to call in. You can use your first name only if you like, and all shows are archived. The numbers to call in are listed on the bbsradio.com website, Station 2, and include the following toll-free USA and Canada, 888-228-4494. Every week I will answer the question, what's healing America, with a different response, as well as share the good news as to what can heal America on many levels. My goal is to assist in the evolution of consciousness on this planet, for awareness of the truth shall set us free. And I know that once enough of us have become aware that we have been lied to about everything, especially the fact that vaccines are good when they are actually inoculations with disease and causing the biggest epidemic the world has ever known, vaccine-induced diseases, together we will be able to stop this Holocaust and the health of people and pets. That truth, when put on top of the mountain of lies upon which this country is built, will cause the entire mountain of lies to crumble. I thank the Americans Bulletin for sponsoring the show. The Americans Bulletin is one of the last bastions of a non-controlled, non-corporate press. Recent issues have carried articles on the planned use of water as a weapon of mass destruction, the true purpose behind the Social Security number, whether or not taxes are legal, how the financial system has been tweaked to make you a slave of the state, what you can do about it, alternative health, the vaccination issue, what has happened to my son is going to be in the July edition of Americans Bulletin because of my work, and a whole lot more. You can subscribe to the Americans Bulletin by visiting the website americansbulletin.com or by calling 541-773-2756. The Americans Bulletin, because you need to know the truth. Only $40 a year, 6 issues a year. It's the First Amendment forum for free-thinking people. And I would like to remind all of you that I'm also on republicanbroadcasting.org every Wednesday. This is working out very well because we have different listeners during the day and during the night. And actually, tomorrow I'm going to be the host on John Stettmiller's show from 5 to 7 Eastern Time, talking about genocide. On tonight's show, I am so pleased to have as my special guest, nutritional historian extraordinaire Chris Barr, who is a guest on the show the first Thursday of every month. He is a wealth of information. Chris has taught me more about nutrition than I ever learned in medical school. And he is a very knowledgeable person, and not only just knowledgeable about nutrition, but has a way to find out what the minions are up to. And I know he's got some special treats to share with us tonight. Are you there, Chris?
I am here, Dr. Carly, and delighted as always to be with you.
What have you been up to? I heard you were in Chicagoland of the AMA.
Yes, I was in Chicagoland. What a horrid place. But anyway, well, there was a big health show up there. Had a big vaccination panel at this health show. There were some wonderful things there, even by some people that are not so wonderful, at least making honest statements, such as the doctors Geyers, with the National Institutes of Health background, and were upfront and honest in noting that they are pro-vaccine, but that they want to clean up vaccines. Of course,
Wait a minute. This is a real thorn in my side, because we had this Generation Rescue and this talk about curing autism now. Of course, they're just talking about it. They're not actually curing autism. But this group that was in Washington, D.C. last month, so they want to green our vaccines, right? That's what they want to do. How do you green a vaccine, Chris?
You don't. It's nonsense. But the good thing that came out of it.
Vaccines are made out of germs. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, the doctors Geyers did publicly state, and on more than one occasion, and even with anger at times, that the CDC is dishonest.
Really?
So these are public governmental officials. You know, of course, we've known that for decades.
Yeah.
But good to see somebody from deep within the belly of the beast actually publicly making such a statement. And so that was one good thing. Better things was Dr. Mayor Eisenstein from Chicago. He's been in practice there for 30 years. He's actually on the air there. He's been on the air on, I think, a weekly radio broadcast for about 20 years. He's a pediatrician, and he happened to note that in his practice he has 10,000 children patients and not a single case of autism. And he just kind of threw out, you know, I don't know if that has anything to do with the fact that I don't vaccinate. Of course, he was being facetious and rhetorical. Isn't that an amazing proof for that which you and I, Dr. Carly, have been teaching for so long? It's not the mercury in the vaccine. It's the vaccine itself that is the problem. Here's a man with 10,000 children, and he noted that a successful pediatric practice will have from 40 to 60 autistic children. You know, even the CDC admits to 1 in 150, although the numbers are actually more than that even. But
yeah.
if you do some quick math, 10,000 patients and 1 in 150, you'd have more than 60 autistic children. And even if he had a better rate than others, you got to figure he's got to have at least 20 or 30 if he's just extra health conscious. But he has none, and the only difference between his practice with 10,000 children and most every other pediatrician in the country is he doesn't vaccinate.
Exactly. And I just want to also mention that it's not, see, there's so many neurological vaccine-induced diseases on the spectrum, ADD, ADHD, Tourette's. I mean, it's just huge. So the fact that he doesn't have any and he doesn't vaccinate, you know what, Chris, they should be standing up and saying, oh, my God, this proves that vaccines are causing these neurological injuries. But, of course, they can't do that because imagine the lawsuits that would take place in this country. Our Federal Reserve doesn't have enough money to pay off the parents of the vaccine-damaged children because it's not just the neurological situations. It's all of the autoimmune diseases and cancer. And that is a horror show. And I also want to mention that I commend the Greers for saying that the CDC is not honest or whatever their statement was. But, you know, that's like us saying that our government is corrupt. I mean, that's like such a understatement. It's unbelievable. I've had a few people call me recently that were on the protocol that these Greer minions are recommending. And one of the things that they have in their protocol for autism is a drug called Lupron, which is actually a synthetic analog of gonadotropin-releasing hormone. And these are just another group of minions that are looking at a side effect of what's being happening to the brain when it's damaged by vaccines. They don't look at the fact that it's caused by demyelination. They look at one of the many things that happens when demyelination occurs, which is that the little boy children are very high in testosterone. So they're giving this toxic drug to male children that have autism. It's straight from hell. And I wish I would have been there with you. I would have tripped these people or done something very, you know.
Well, I actually had an insider that actually gave me some liberty, so I was able to actually to address each of them publicly. And privately as well. Something else about the Geyers, you know, it is good to note that they, from within the belly of the beast, admitted they said the CDC is dishonest. You know, how many politicians would you get coming up saying, hey, our government is corrupt?
I guess that makes them believe that they're, that God is going to look down on them and say that they've been, you know, forgiven for their sins, right?
Oh, no, not at all. However, I did ask them if they had heard of Dr. Rebecca Carley, and they both had blank stares and said no, and I, at that point, was able to hand to each of them your weapons of mass destruction, inoculations, weapons of mass destruction paper, and gave them a little preface for about 30 seconds. I said, this is the single most comprehensive, concise, scientific, and medically accurate writing on vaccination that has ever been produced. To which the senior, the father, actually had a look of interest and kept it on top of his papers. The son kind of rolled his eyes and shoved it underneath his papers. So, but at least it got into their hands. And where it goes from there, we'll have to rely upon the spirit there. But I was able to get that directly into their hands with a nice little intro.
And I do want to thank you, Chris. You are a true, warrior for the truth. Chris actually helped me edit that paper when I first published it, and I just want to let all of you know that there's a recent edition that's now on my website where I've included the NATO, North Atlantic Treaty Organization, information on IgE production caused by aluminum, as well as the rabies vaccine causing autoimmune disease due to the tissue culture, as well as the anti-fertility vaccine information. So I encourage all of you to go to drcarley.com and download that most recent edition and take it to your white coats and watch how fast they run to the bathroom. And I also want to mention, because this is so important, thanks to Dr. Truott, who is a regular guest on this show as well, he has republished Horrors of Vaccination, Exposed and Illustrated by Charles Higgins, a book published in 1920, which not only talks about how the smallpox vaccine killed more people than the smallpox itself did, but it also gives the constitutional law as to why this is a blood assault. I mean, Charles Higgins must be guiding me because he talks about words like Holocaust and, you know, all these conspiratorial things. And they even had an anti-vaccination league in Brooklyn. I wish I could you know, start that puppy back up again. But I encourage all of you to get this book, Horrors of Vaccination. Dr. Ott is selling this book for cost. You can get this book by calling 866-989-9876. I encourage all of you to get a few copies of this book. Thanks to this information, largely, New York was recently able to stop the HPV vaccine from being assaulted on the children of New York State, because I have many contacts in New York, and I told them about this book. And from what I understand, the Supreme Court recently basically struck down their attempt to assault the children of New York with the HPV vaccine, which will cause the biggest epidemic of cervical cancer we've ever seen. I happen to know that there are many people that are getting cancer from that vaccine. And if you put Gardasil, which is the name of the vaccine, into Google, you will find the physician's desk reference admit that no studies have ever been done to see if the vaccine causes cancer. And this is true for all vaccines. So you really have to wake up, folks, because the bird flu vaccine is coming. The bird flu vaccine will cause the bird flu pandemic that will give Herr Bush an excuse to put us in martial law and suspend the elections in November. And I actually have a article in front of me, Homeless People Die After Bird Flu Vaccine Trial in Poland. And three Polish doctors and six nurses are now facing criminal prosecution after a number of homeless people died following medical trials for this H5N1 bird flu vaccine virus vaccine. So, folks, you have to, you know, rise up to the place of knowing that they have another agenda afoot here. They're decreasing the population. I know it's very ugly. Nobody wants to know this, but it's self-evident. And I thank you so much, Chris, for all that you're doing to get people to wake up to this also. Can you give us any more, you know, experiences that you had back there in Chicago in regards
to... Yes, absolutely.
But
before I do, want to just make a notation how much I love being on the air with you, Dr. Carly, because you bring up things that you don't even know the connections. The Anti-Vaccination League of Brooklyn, New York, that is, and at that same time as that book that you're talking about there, this was new information to me. You just gave me this evening about the man's connection to that group. Well, that happens to be the last known location of Montague Leverson, Dr. Montague Leverson, M.D., with the Anti-Vaccination League in New York, in Brooklyn. It's because of the work of Dr. Montague Leverson, who was the last person to meet for 2 weeks with Antoine Béchamp in France.
Wow.
And when he arrived back home to get this information out, he learned that Béchamp had died upon his return trip back to America. He was actually an American legislator from Maryland, migrated up to New York, and it's because of his efforts that we have the information that we have on Béchamp. He is the one who translated Béchamp's The Blood, the Third Anatomical Element, into the English language. He's the one who beat the drums to get all the books that were written about Béchamp. And all that we have on Béchamp is due to Montague Leverson, who disappeared. When I traced him out historically, there's no record of him after about 1923 in New York with the Anti-Vaccination League. And the reference that I found in one of the Who's listed his date of death as question mark. Nobody knows what happened to Dr. Leverson.
I wonder if the medical mafia had something to do with that. And
he's either still walking among us or they offed him. He's probably one of the foundations of a big building in New York somewhere.
Well, Chris and I have done many shows on Antoine Béchamp. He's one of my heroes as well as Chris's. This is the man that proved that it's the milieu of the body, it's the toxicity that we all have within us that is the problem. It's not the germs. Louis Pasteur was the germ guy, and he confiscated all Antoine Béchamp's information and corrupted it. And I think that you and I are the modern-day two through those guys. You know, spreading this information, I'm sure that we have guardian angels watching over us as we include this information to the people. I want to just mention in this book, Horrors of Vaccination Exposed and Illustrated, I just opened up to pages 7 and 8, and two of the superscripts of the chapters are Vaccination, the Most Dangerous and Repulsive System of Medication Ever Devised. Vaccination is blood poisoning with inflicted disease and is often more fatal than the natural disease. I hope that you get this this book, Chris. You will be amazed.
Yes, absolutely.
That was known back in the day, and we have to continue to spread this information to the people and stop this Holocaust, because this vaccine-induced disease is the biggest epidemic the world has ever known. And little did I know, I was trained as a surgeon. I had no clue. You know, I got my son vaccinated with all his vaccines, and he became brain damaged, and I learned how to reverse it, and that's what started me on this road over 10 years ago. But I'm so grateful for you, Chris, that you have also taken up, you know, this mission, and you've helped me get this mission statement out to others as to what's really going on. We have to stop this Holocaust. I did a show yesterday on RBN, republicbroadcastingnetwork.org, with Dr. Patricia Jordan. She's a veterinarian, and she talks about how the vaccinations have caused the genetic defects in all the pets. Every single internal medicine disease is caused by vaccinations. Not to say that there's not other things happening as well. I always talk about the big picture. We have pesticides, we have nutritional deficiencies. That's Chris's claim to fame. We have all kinds of other things happening. But if you don't give yourself inoculations with viruses, then you're not going to have all these different immune system abnormalities arising. And this has got to be one of the greatest lies that's ever happened in our history. Wasn't it Hitler that said, if you tell a lie often enough, I don't remember the exact quote that he had, but something about if you tell a lie often enough, and it's big enough, the people will believe it.
It was actually his minister of propaganda, Goebbels, who noted if you tell a big enough lie long enough that it becomes truth.
Well, that's got to be the truth with vaccinations. I just talked to a woman today. It's unbelievable. I gave a talk in Orlando, Florida in 1999 about my work. And Dr. William Shaw, who makes millions of dollars off doing all kinds of tests on autistic children, he doesn't do any anti-myelin antibody tests or any anti-measles antibody tests. He doesn't look for the cause of the problem. But he makes millions of dollars off testing these children for every abnormality you could imagine, which is all caused by the problems that are caused by their brains from the demyelination that's occurring. And this woman knew about my work 10 years ago. And she finally called me today to tell me that she wants my help in reversing the autism in her children. And the problem is that when Dr. Shaw heard me tell people that his tests were unnecessary, that they're not finding the cause of the problem. They're just, you could do any test you want in these children. It's all going to become abnormal because they're so metabolically deranged. They're not looking for the actual cause of the problem, not to mention the fact that they had all kind of vendors there selling their gluten, casein-free diets and all this other garbage, which is just another problem caused by the vaccines. And here this woman finally came crawling to me today to tell me that she knew she needed my help, and she was very sorry that she did not do so 10 years ago because Dr. Shaw tried to make me out to be, whatever the word is. I'm too vehement. I'm too conspiratorial. I'm too whatever I am. But I'm sure you would agree with me, Chris, that there seems to be a very sinister agenda afoot here.
Too truthful.
Yeah. Who knew that would be a sin?
Well, there's actually Basham in the news just 2 weeks ago. I'll come back to that after going back to Chicago. because Dr. Mayer Eisenstein, whilst I got one of my articles, my lengthy article on Bisham from the Crusader into his hands, and he was addressing it in the midst of his speech, well, actually because he asked a question, how many people here know that vitamin D is not a vitamin? Of course, I was in the back of the auditorium, and he didn't know I was there, and I lifted my hand up high, and he looked, he said, oh, someone, oh, well, of course, it's you, yes, and then he held the Bisham article up. He said, I've been reading this. This is magnificent. How can these people here get all of your work? So, I mean, he was lifting me up publicly there. This is the same man that has 10,000 children patients with no autism because he doesn't vaccinate. So, you know, Bisham is getting out there, and that caused people to gather around me after his talk, and I also had more time with Mayer as well, and again to talk about your work, which he's very excited about. He was very familiar with your work and loves your work. So there were a lot of good things, not the least of which was there was a lot of disinformation going on trying to push mercury, mercury, mercury from the doctors Geyer and Mary Toko and others there. However, my very good friend Robert Scott Bell was the moderator of the panel. So I had an in, and at a very distinctive part of the proceedings, about two-thirds of the way through it, he handed me the microphone of the moderator to speak for a few words. And I was able to, as they were talking about, we need a comprehensive study to link mercury and vaccines to autism. And I was able to address the study from earlier this year from California from more than 20 years. I said, we already have a comprehensive study. It went by everybody here and nobody got it. And I was able to announce the study from California that showed when they removed mercury from the vaccines that autism did not go down and, in fact, continued to escalate from the year 2000 until the year 2007. So, of course, the purpose of the article that they published was to say, therefore, mercury doesn't cause autism, which they then went even further with a logical fallacy to say, therefore, vaccines have nothing to do with autism. But what they didn't know is they had actually provided the proof that vaccination, not mercury in vaccines, but vaccines themselves are the cause of autism. Because at the beginning of this study, 20 years ago, there were only 10 injections with 36 vaccine, or 10 with 30 vaccines being given. And 20 years later, there are more than 30 the injections being given with more than 140 vaccinations in those 30 injections using multiple vaccines per injection. So I said the four times as much autism 20 years later is right there in their own reference work that they didn't notice and that these people at this vaccination panel last week didn't notice, which I was able to publicly pronounce and really throw water on their mercury fire by noting, here is our comprehensive study with tens of thousands of children over 20 years in California, and there are four times as many vaccinations today as 20 years ago. There is four times as much autism today as there was 20 years ago. Said, here is our comprehensive study. Well, Dr. Tenpenny kind of frowned a little bit, although she kind of tried to say, oh, that's good, but she didn't really want to pursue it. The doctors Geyer tried to talk around it, but nonetheless, the people that were packed there, more than 100, all flocked to me at the end of the proceedings, and I was able to place into their hands Dr. Carley's inoculations, weapons of mass destruction found.
Thank you, Chris, and this is what exposes the disinformers. Dr. Penfenny does go through the information in the CDC's own files and gives a lot of, you know, very deleterious information and involving what they're reporting and proves that they're frauds. But I've met her in person. She knows about my work. Autism is subacute sclerosing panencephalitis. That's what it is. It's caused by the measles vaccine. They changed the name to hide the fact that it's caused by the measles virus, which has never, that vaccine has never had mercury in it. And, of course, this is how people learn about all the levels of disinformers. They're not wanting people to realize how this Holocaust is actually happening. And when you understand that it's not just the autism, the autism is in the public eye because that is the one of the main epidemics we're dealing with now, and these parents are pissed. They know they had normal children, they went for their MMR vaccine, and now their children are flapping their hands and they can't talk, etc. But it's not just that. It's diabetes, insulin-dependent diabetes, juvenile arthritis, MS. All of these things are being caused by the vaccinations. And that's why I've had a $10,000 reward on my website for more than 2 years for anyone to come on my show and refute my documents, and they can't do so. So, Chris, I'm sending you such a big hug for what you're doing, spreading the truth amongst these individuals. That is what we have to do because we have to stop this Holocaust. And it just totally amazes me that people still believe that if you have a bad virus, you don't want to have this virus infecting you. How are we going to protect ourselves? We're going to inject it into us with a needle. And we're going to add mercury, aluminum, formaldehyde, and all this other crap. Tissue cultures, I have on my website a package insert from the rabies vaccine that actually admits that the tissue cultures in the rabies vaccine causes autoimmune disease. This is true for all vaccines, but this is the first time I've seen it admitted. So how can these people possibly believe that vaccines are protecting them? Please answer that question.
Well, they're slow learners at best.
And they're being paid off at worst. Yes, I know.
Yeah. Well, on this point, and with Mayor Eisenstein noting, you know, thanks for the article I wrote on Basham and telling all of the people in his audience to get it, 2 weeks ago, published in the journal Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, and you don't get much higher than that, the news headline about this study said, "Healthy lifestyle triggers genetic changes." Well, who would have ever thought that? I mean, besides Antoine Basham and those few of us who have been following his superior scientific discoveries for decades or more, I've been teaching this for decades. Well, Dr. Carney, it's very interesting. This opening of the news item read, quote, "Comprehensive lifestyle changes, including a better diet and more exercise, can lead not only to a better physique, but also to swift and dramatic changes at the genetic level," said U.S. researchers. Now, what they're talking about is comprehensive lifestyle. In fact, another later on quote says, refers to 3 months of major lifestyle changes, which they then identify as including eating a diet rich in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, legumes. Now, that's a major lifestyle change? Sadly, it is, but that's supposed to be the way we're eating. What they did and what they accomplished was changes in activity in more than 500 genes that were switched from negative to positive functions in just 3 months. And they did it with three things: eating this diet, that's the way we're just supposed to eat, moderate exercising, such as walking for half an hour a day, you mean like getting out and around like we're supposed to every day, and an hour of daily stress management, such as meditation, or how about prayer and scripture study for an hour a day. I mean, this is the way we're supposed to be living. Of course, they called it major lifestyle changes. And this was, by the way, in a diseased population. These were men with prostate cancer who had chosen not to have any of the medical procedures for prostate cancer. And the doctor from the University of California, San Francisco, was quoted as saying, "It's an exciting finding because so often people say, oh, it's all in my genes, what can I do? turns out you may be able to do a lot. Now, I have to give this doctor credit, and yet on the other hand, I have to slap him upside the head, because he said, people say it's all in my genes, what can I do? Where did people get that idea from, Dr. Carly?
Well,
from the doctor.
How did their genes get corrupted in the first place? I mean,
well, that's vaccination. But
right. But when you actually stand back and say, I mean, this is all biblical, scripture. What does the Bible say about keeping the body temple holy and not corrupting it and polluting it? I mean, you have to laugh. You have to have a, you know, sense of humor in our line of work. How is this like some cutting-edge medical research that eating food that's not polluted and not injecting yourself with the disease is going to make you more healthy? Is this a no-brainer or what?
Well, not just make you more healthy, because they admit, well, people know these things make you feel better, make you healthier. But we're talking about, and these are their words, swift and dramatic changes at the genetic level. You know, ladies and gentlemen, listening to Dr. Carly's broadcast, genetics is primarily, not exclusively, but primarily an excuse for sin. Well, people are alcoholic because it's genetics. Well, they're homosexual because because it's genetics. Well, they're a murderer, or they're a pedophile, you know, whatever it is, mental disease. Everything is genetics. No, it is not. It is how you take care of the temple, as the scriptures refer to it.
Yeah.
And Dr. Carly, this was published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. You don't get much higher than that. Now,
well,
granted, it didn't make a whole lot of attention in the news, but it did get published in the Reuters News Service, one of the second largest news agency in the world. Again, no mention of Bisham, but it proves what Bisham was writing 100 to 150 years ago.
Well, I know when you say that you don't get much higher in this, you're tongue-in-cheek, because these...
Well, I'm speaking in there.
Yeah, I know.
In the mainstream.
I know. But would you please tell the listeners, because the article that you wrote about Bisham is one of the most important articles I've ever seen. His book is very detailed, and it's hard to understand. Is that article still accessible? Can people still...
Yes, it is.
Please tell
yes, they can call the Crusader and get that, and they should also ask for the current edition with Dr. Carly's article, which, of course, they can read at your website, but they can get a printed official copy in Crusader that published that in full in their May-June issue.
Okay, and that's very important, people, because I encourage all of you to bring that to your white coat. And present that to them and say, well, this is what we're reading. Could you please explain to us? And one of my favorite things to tell people is, you know, and we're hearing this now in the news, there's all these mosquitoes, these dangerous mosquitoes, you know, the standing water. Get rid of the standing water, because these dangerous mosquitoes are breeding and they're going to inject you with disease. And what I always tell people is ask your white coat, what is the difference between the mosquitoes injecting you with the disease and the white coats injecting you with the same disease but adding mercury, formaldehyde, aluminum, and all of the other things they're injecting you with? How does that become a magic potion that's good? And I love that, because that always sends them to the bathroom. And that's what people have to start doing, is embarrassing these minions that think they're gods, the medical devils, as B.J. Palmer called them, the MDs, that think that they know the best way to go. You know, it's all pharmaceutical, yes. And as we're watching all these different commercials on TV about all the different drugs, I laugh every time I see them. There's one on TV now for some asthma drug. I think it's called Symbicort. And the woman is in darkness. You can't really see her, but she's actually telling how she thinks this drug is helping her breathe easier, but one of the side effects of the drug is that it causes increased asthma-related death. People, wake up. Smell the coffee. This is what's going on. They are creating the diseases, and they're giving you these drugs that are causing all these side effects. And this is such an important thing for you to realize as to that they don't have your best interest at heart. Comments, Chris?
Well, how can I comment? Amen. I would like, I know this is a worldwide broadcast over the internet, but it does originate from the Americas, or specifically the Estados Unidos, the United States of America.
Empire, yes. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is the eve of Independence Day. Basically, it's the anniversary of the signing of the document, the Declaration of Independence. You know, there's an old expression about, you know, rush to judgment being a bad thing. But I'd like to share something on this eve of Independence Day of a rush judgment that was not rash. One of the signers of the Declaration of Independence, actually from Benjamin Franklin's Pennsylvania delegation, the home of the you know, origin of the Declaration of Independence there at Constitutional Hall, was Dr. Benjamin Rush. Yes, a medical doctor. He was the personal physician to George Washington, and he
who
was
died
the preeminent
from the smallpox vaccine, as is documented in this book, Horrors of Vaccination. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. He was the preeminent medical doctor of early America. Well, mm-hmm. Dr. Rush also led the Pennsylvania delegation that ratified the United States Constitution. So this is a very significant individual, historically at the very least. Well, he put forth a very strong recommendation for inclusion to that founding document of this nation, the United States Constitution. He noted a statement that should be placed there, quote, "Unless we put medical freedom into the Constitution, the time will come when medicine will organize into an undercover dictatorship to restrict the art of healing to one class of men and deny equal privileges to others. The Constitution of the Republic should make a special privilege for medical freedoms as well as religious freedom." Well, Dr. Carley, as you well know, sadly, this urging of Dr. Rush went unheeded. And so I am, speaking of red, white, and blue today, I am red with embarrassment that this nation has arrived at just that place that Dr. Rush predicted. There was no rush to such an arrival, as it only began to come about almost 100 years after the death of Dr. Rush. That place was solidified throughout the last century in this nation. In this storied land of the free, today's modern medicine is severely restricted to one primary method of drugs and surgery. Medical practices are limited by laws, courts, government agencies, insurance companies, and insurance regulations, and in one case just a few years ago, by armed guards. A Colorado couple gave birth to their first child and were informed that a screening test cited the mother as positive for hepatitis B, and therefore the newborn would be vaccinated immediately. Well, the new parents' joys were turned to horror. They said there must be a mistake, and they refused the vaccination. Well, armed guards were brought in to ensure the vaccination was administered. Armed guards in America, the land of the free. Subsequent testing very shortly thereafter confirmed that the new mother did not, in fact, have hepatitis B. Now, the young father had cited the Constitution in his arguments against the vaccination, but alas, the rush provision never made it into the Constitution, and the grieved father was ganged up on by modern medicine with its members aided by hospital officials, social services, courts, and an armed contingent. I am white hot with anger that this nation squelches non-medical treatments as unproven while fighting against research that would bring proof in these areas, and fighting against any research that manages to be performed with favorable results that are outside of drug and surgical methods. In this storied home of the brave, those who are brave enough to buck against the system do so at varying degrees of peril to their own life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, as our own Dr. Rebecca Carley knows so very personally well. Going back historically, as Dr. Carley has noted, I am a historian. Royal Raymond Rife developed a cure for cancer in the 1930s that was verified 100% effective under the watchful eyes of the American Medical Association, the University of Southern California School of Medicine, what has since come to know, be known today as the Scripps Clinic in La Jolla, and others. Professional medical men refused to give a written stipulation that no one would be refused treatment based upon financial condition, so Rife refused to sign over rights to his method, and subsequent court battles were extensive, and they were expensive. And Rife was unable to match the exhaustive legal muster of modern medicine, and his treatment was buried. Cancer victims for the last 75 years have followed needlessly to early burials as a result. Meanwhile, Rife was driven from his pursuit of happiness to pursuit of hard liquor in his despondency, and struggled the rest of his life in and out of alcoholism and trying to fight the fight anew between alcoholic bouts. 2 decades after Rife's initial battle was lost, Drs. Seidel and Winters of the prestigious Franklin Institute of Dr. Rush's own beloved state of Pennsylvania tried to revive some of Rife's work. Well, they ignored the anonymous phone calls warning them to cease their research, but they didn't ignore the bullets ringing through the rear window of their automobile and then ceased their research. Then there is one of my earliest teachers, Dr. John Christopher, who was one of the last herbal doctors licensed to practice in America. Well, he was arrested and jailed countless times for practicing medicine, although he was never convicted, and he finally died of old age in the 1980s. Well, countless other incidents like these few dot the historical landscape of the past century. The predominant practice of medicine has fended off competition to practically, as Benjamin Rush wrote, quote, restrict the art of healing to one class of men and deny equal privileges to others, end quote. It is just as the medical doctor Benjamin Rush warned more than 200 years ago. I am blue with sadness for the needless suffering in this nation from the stranglehold of modern medicine that has been placed over the health care system, really a sick care system. It has effectively choked off competitive juices and the life flow of citizens in this nation. Modern medicine twists and turns facts and figures to question and mock non-medical options. Fear of injury or death from these other options is the primary weapon employed, yet few are the actual injuries and deaths from the non-medical methods. Meanwhile, conservative estimates admitted by those of modern medicine note 100,000 deaths each and every year from modern medical practices. Other estimates more than double that number. In the beginning of the last century, antitrust laws smashed a string of bullying monopolies. It is time, way past time, to smash the bully of modern medicine such that it see proverbial stars and be beaten as though with stripes forever, ending its healthcare monopoly. And I'll get off my soapbox now, Dr. Carley. Thank you.
Oh, don't get off your soapbox. I totally concur with everything you're saying. And that's what people have to realize is the totality of all of this. It is pure evil. And that's why I always try to inform people that we're in a spiritual war. This is good versus evil. And what's so sad to me is what my profession is doing to the people, how they are misleading them and bringing them down the wrong path, and how many people are being brought to medicine and getting different treatments that are killing them, maiming them. This is worse than happened in Nazi Germany. I would rather have Dr. Mengele as my doctor than some of these doctors today. My own mother was killed right before Christmas. She had gangrene, and they gave her these antibiotics that caused her to go into renal failure, and they wanted to put her in dialysis, and so she decided to die instead. And my own family didn't listen to me. So this is the frustration that I have, is how many people don't want to see what the truth we have realized, because they have to take responsibility for themselves. They have to research. They have to do the right thing. They have to eat good food. They have to stay away from toxic poisons being doled out with the prescription pads or the white coats. And it's so much easier, Chris, just to say, you know, I'm going to take a pill. Let me take a pill, because that's easier and I can continue to do whatever I want to do. That's what so many people choose to do, not realizing the suffering they're bringing upon themselves and their families.
Yeah, when the primary method that is used against people's fear, well, if you don't vaccinate your child, he could die. It would be your fault. If you don't take this medicine, then you're going to die a horrible death. It's fear. It's not the promise of, but you should do this because it's good for you. No, it's do this or you're going to hurt. You're going to die. It's fear, which ought to open everybody's eyes up that something's wrong. You know, like about a week and a half ago, all of a sudden, bird flu has been pretty quiet last actually a couple of years. And all of a sudden, there were these headlines from the Associated Propaganda, AP, and Reuters. A U.S. health official says flu threat high. And the other one said world not fully prepared for flu pandemic, according to expert. And I thought, well, why are they speaking here in couched terms? Who's this U.S. health official, and who are these experts? I mean, I've got these quotes from Dr. Julie Gerberding. I call her Chicken Little because the sky is always falling with Dr. Gerberding there. But I've got three quotes here.
Yes.
I have three quotes from her. There is no evidence it will be the next pandemic. Quote number two, no evidence it is evolving in a direction that is becoming more transmissible to people. And the final quote from Chicken Little Gerberding, allegedly the highest health authority in the nation. The third quote is, no reason to think it ever will pass easily between people. So who could they possibly be quoting? Well, actually, they were quoting Dr. Julie Chicken Little Gerberding. Well, I got her big fanny covered. Because here she's all of a sudden coming up. In fact, the opening line from Associated Propaganda says, the threat of a flu pandemic remains high. Well, the last we heard from Chicken Little Gerberding, there's no evidence it'll be the next pandemic, no evidence it's evolving in a direction that's becoming more transmissible to people, no reason to think it ever will. So how do we get from no evidence of it even happening to threat remains hi. Last we heard from her, it wasn't even a threat at all. So
let me just comment on that, Chris, because you remember we had those articles in the mainstream media about how the regular flu vaccine did not decrease the flu pandemic, of course, because we know that it caused the flu pandemic. But
right.
We have that contrast where they said from the CDC that the flu vaccine was not decreasing the flu outbreak incidents at all, but yet they were still getting ready to stock up on the next year's flu vaccine. It's total bullshit. Excuse my French.
The first thought that I had was, okay, Tamiflu sales must be down. Well, I'm not psychic, but just a few days later, the news report came out that Tamiflu sales are down 20%. They're only selling $2 billion a year now. Somehow I was able to gauge that from this nonsensical story a week and a half ago. And then the news came out that the makers of Tamiflu have come up with a new corporate program for just a few dollars per employee. They will set aside and guarantee Tamiflu availability for your employees if you just pay an annual fee to guarantee it. And this article, of course, from Associated Propaganda, says the U.S. government, in an unusual move, congratulated Roche on the program. That's poppycock. The U.S. government always congratulates pharmaceuticals for the things that they're doing. And in fact, the evidence is ironclad that they were in on this together, and that it, in fact, AP is their prophet who speaks for them, their, if you will, the unholy trinity of big government, big pharma, and big media, all acting together as one for their own vested interests that are decidedly not in the very best interests of you and of yours. So this actually got some play last week, the end of the week, with this wonderful new program to get corporate America to invest a few dollars per employee each year to be sure they're protected. By the way, Tamiflu doesn't work anyway, according to even the studies that they've done on it.
Wait, let me just mention about that. Tamiflu actually causes mutation of the flu virus, and it makes it
also causes psychiatric disturbances and suicide.
It makes people jump out of buildings and go into suicidal mode. Yes, it does indeed.
Well, and Chris, run in front of buses.
Yes. Well, Chris, you are so wonderful. I am so blessed that you are on my show, and I want to encourage the listeners to stay tuned the first week of every month. Chris is going to be on both my shows. We're already out of time. We could go on for days, Chris. And I thank you so much for your historian activities. You are a wealth of information. I encourage all of you to go to the Crusader magazine and get that article that Chris quoted in regards to Antoine Béchamp. Chris knows more about this subject than anyone I know. And also go to NotADoc at notadoc.org in his website, NotADoc, to learn about nutritional things that you can do to help reverse your diseases. Chris is a gift to the humanity, and that's all I can say about you.
Well, thank you very much. It's an honor and a delight to be on any broadcast with you, Dr. Carley.
Okay, well, just keep up the good work, Chris, and we're going to take care of business. Watch out, bad guys. Medicine.
Okay.
Okay. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you.